It is Breakfast Club morning this morning out of Ponderosa. John Boggs is standing by with some guests, so let's head out to Ponderosa for John Boggs this morning. John?
Thank you, Rob. We've got Roberta Geringer with us this morning, and we're going to talk briefly about Glass Days, and we're talking briefly because our next program is going to be from Dunkirk at Glass Days, and we're going to really get into detail then. But we have Roberta here, and Roberta, tell us a little bit. First, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with Glass Days.
Well, I was working at the plant, and they decided to start the Glass Days, and so, of course, I had to get involved. Uh-huh. Mostly, I helped with the union booth in the beginning and fixing hot dogs and selling hot dogs and all that. Then I just kind of moved into the committee, and here I am now.
And you've been involved since day one, man.
Yeah, since they first started. My brother was one of them that helped start, Dale Fuller. Uh-huh. And so we just kind of got involved there, and I just stayed. Wow. I'm the only one that in the beginning that I think is still there.
Well, let's kind of do an overview of the events. Glass Days kind of kicks off the summer festival events, at least in this area. Mm-hmm. So what are the dates?
It is May 30, 31, June 1, and 2.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Wednesday through
Wednesday,
Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also on Tuesday, they will have the Queen. They'll be meeting with them.
Okay.
For a little while out at the Moose. The Moose is sponsoring that for them, their dinner and so on. So
okay.
That sort of kicks off that part of it, but the main event starts on Wednesday.
Okay. So for our listeners and for planning, what are the main events on each of these days now?
Oh, right on Wednesday, of course, we have the Senior Citizen, Day, and it'll be from 9 to 3 this year.
Uh-huh.
I think it'll be from 11 to 3.
Okay.
Because they're not having breakfast.
Okay.
And but they changed that because there was so few that would come for breakfast and so on. So they all come in there for lunch, and they'll have entertainment, bingo, punch and cake, and then they also crown the king and queen,
okay.
Senior king and queen, on that day. And then after that, in the afternoon, there's a hall roast at the Legion.
Mm-hmm.
That they're taking over for us and doing that because we have lots of other work to do.
Uh-huh.
So the Legion's going to take care of that. And then at 4 p.m., the Cinderella will be interviewing with their contestants.
Uh-huh.
And that's always good. Everybody wants to be there to see all those beautiful young ladies.
Yeah,
makes
sure.
You so jealous because you, you know, I was never there. But at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the rides open. That's
okay.
Always a big thing for the kids.
I'm
you
sure.
Know, open
I'm
that
sure.
up. And then at 8 p.m. that night, the pageant, the Queen pageant, will be sponsored also by the Portland FFC Indiana.
Uh-huh.
That they'll be doing that, and you'll be meeting the young ladies and so on the stage. Mm-hmm. That night at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, that's on Wednesday.
Okay. Now what are Thursday and
okay. Thursday, of course the rides are open.
Uh-huh.
And at 5 p.m., there's not much going on till 5 p.m. outside of where we have t-shirts and a raffle and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a pet parade, and we always do really good there. Everybody brings their pets, and
uh-huh.
Of course, nobody's as pretty as mine. But I don't usually put him in. But anyway,
he's kind of an official.
He's the official. Yeah, he
okay.
gets to be number one there.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that takes place in front of the main stage,
uh-huh.
And then at 6 p.m. which I'm involved in and have been for, I don't remember how many years, a lot of years, with the talent contest.
I see.
And so everybody, get your talent ready, bring your CDs, and come on over, and we'll just have a good old time from 6 till whenever we get done on Thursday evening. And that's always fun. And then we usually have something come in later. Some of our talent that won, they'll come back and sing us a little mm-hmm. song or something. And then we have some other things. Last year, I think we had karaoke.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, and that was it's always fun. That was Thursday. That again, I wanted to say we've got t-shirts around town for sale. We're giving away this year a gun, a shotgun, and I love guns, but they won't probably let me win it. But anyway, it's a Mossberg 512 gauge shotgun, And also we're giving away, this is probably more important than anything, 2 gas cards.
Wow.
And so anyway, the tickets will be 6 for $5 on the gas cards, and there will be $5 a piece on the gun. So get out there and get those tickets and buy your T-shirts. Then on Friday, from 9 o'clock till 3, I'll be out at the plant, and we're doing tours.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So Viraj is always very good about doing the tours and everything. Just remember, don't wear open-toed shoes. No sandals. We will furnish your hairnets, your glasses, and your earplugs. But be sure to wear shoes. We don't have any extra shoes.
Okay.
So anyway, at 5 p.m. again, the ride's open.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6 p.m., the Little Mr. and Miss contest begins. So we want to see that. That's always just adorable. All those little kids are so cute. And at 8 p.m. on Friday, the Relentless Band. It's a oldies country and rock band, and they'll be live on the stage.
Okay, now the stage is downtown, right?
Yes, it's all downtown. Everything is downtown. Back downtown in beautiful downtown Dunkirk.
Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So everybody, be prepared to be out there and have a good time. On Saturday, which will be the big day for all of us, the registration for the run. We have a fun run now, and so be sure and be out there and get prepared and get worked up and get out there and run or walk if you can't run.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do either, well, push you in a chair or do something. But get out there and do something, and that's to help sponsor them. And if you need that, why, find a brochure. I think you can get a hold of Holly Knight, and she can help you there. And also, at 9 a.m., they'll be registering for the beautiful baby contest. And, of course, mine's going to probably be the winner, of course. But he's the one that caused this. He drove the motorhome the other day, and he's 2. It will be. But anyway, that will be going on there, and you can pre-register if you haven't already. You should have gotten that in there. But then at 11 a.m. Saturday morning, there'll be the crowning of the baby contest.
Okay.
And that's always fun. They're so sweet. And then at noon, we have fun for the kids. We have free hot dogs and drinks and treats and gifts for the kids. And the plan is right now we'll have some entertainment for them, some musicians and so on, and we'll have that. And from noon to 5, it's reduced rides. And we want to get your tickets and your armbands, but we're also selling now advanced ride tickets.
Advanced tickets?
Advanced tickets. Okay. You can get them now at different places there in town, the banks and that little store down there on Main Street. And anyway, the glass blower, Matt Canyon, is going to be there. And this is really something that I think everybody will come to enjoy. He will be there in the morning, and then he'll be back in the afternoon after the parade.
Uh-huh.
So we can see him off and on all day. And I think he'll enjoy that. He's going to have a tank there and blow the glass. And so hopefully that will be a real good attraction. At 1 p.m., there's lineup for the parade. And be sure and get out there and get a hold of Phyllis and get signed up for the parade. It will be at 3 o'clock. And so you want to be sure and get lined up so we can get out there and see the parade. We always go down and stand and watch and cheer and pick up candy and throw
candy.
And the
parade's through the city park, right?
It's from the park down past the school and up Main Street and then turn there and back before you get to the railroad and back down to the park.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the big circle.
Big circuit.
And so that's always nice. And so if you get out there and help or you want to be in the parade, just come on out and do that. You might get one of those big trophies, you know.
Okay. And what's the final entertainment there on the stage?
Okay. On the final entertainment on Saturday night, it's 8 o'clock, is Hindsight Band. So come and it's also country and rock. And there's also a dance, a teen dance from 9 to 11 in front of the bank, the bank parking lot. And be sure and get your tickets and stuff for your drawing, because we'll be drawing those out at 8:30 on Saturday night.
Okay.
So support your thing and your community and come out to Dunkirk. We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. We really haven't touched on everything. And that's why we're going to dedicate the show in 2 weeks to the Glass Festival. But Roberta, we're so glad you came over to to tell us some of the main events so people can plan on what days if they have to choose to be over there. Of course, we both recommend they be there every day.
Oh, every day, yes. Yeah. Be there
and
day.
I know the Glass Museum is going to have a art show.
Yes, it's going to be
Lisa good. Lisa Pilo, I believe, is the artist's name, mm-hmm. and that's going to be something that's very special during that.
That will be very special, so you want to check in on that and see, get down there to the museum and look at it. Oh, it's very pretty down there. It's very nice.
Well, Roberta, we thank you for being with us. We're going to go back to the studio, and we got some news coming up. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Pastor Randy Davis about his quest for McDonald's gift cards.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for having us.
All righty. Now back to you, Rob.
Thanks, John. And we do have Glass Days brochures here at the radio station. And if you'd like to stop by and pick up a schedule, you'll find those here at the PG-14 studios.